Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
During his historic speech at the United Nations General Assembly, the President of the United States told the world that it must stop promoting abortion. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. President Donald Trump at the United Nations made a historic speech. And in this speech, he said some of the following words. Quote, like many nations here today, we in America believe that every child, born and unborn, is a sacred gift from God. Close quote. This is a historic message because never before has a president made such a clear clarion call to the world at the United Nations that every child, born and unborn, is a gift from God and that the world must stop promoting abortion. Matt, this is one of the amazing messages. He also, at the United Nations, did a historic speech on religious freedom, and then he turned around and did this historic message on the sanctity of human life.
And so many of the world's problems over the decades and centuries have been for a lack of value and sanctity and recognizing the sanctity of human life. And when the world embraces the murder of unborn children, life at its earliest stages, human life, if we devalue life, it desensitizes people to genocide, to persecution of individual human beings. And this is the president saying we need to value life. We as Americans value life, born and unborn. And boy, I mean, talk about a clarion call. He lays down the groundwork and says, let's value life from the very beginning. Powerful stuff.
But you know, I was so proud the day before the U.S. presented a joint statement. And this is one of my issues, to say that there is no international right to abortion and to stop using these euphemistic terms to describe abortion, things like sexual and reproductive health. It's just a euphemism for human genocide, for murdering babies.
Yeah, just before the president gave this message, the United States presented a joint statement declaring that there is no international right to abortion, and they called in this a statement on the governing body to stop using euphemistic terms to describe abortion in its official documents. Now, the Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar delivered a statement at the UN meeting on universal health coverage on behalf of the U.S. and 18 other countries, and he specifically was saying, stop using this euphemism. There is no international right to support abortion. He says, we do not support references to ambiguous terms and expressions such as sexual and reproductive health and rights in the UN documents because they can undermine the critical role of the family and promote practices like abortion. There is no international right to an abortion, and these terms should not be used to promote pro-abortion policies and measures. That is coming from the Secretary of HHS. And of course, the president then told the world, stop promoting abortion, and that all children, born and unborn, are a sacred gift of God. I remember when President Ronald Reagan was giving his different State of the Union speeches, and you're always like hoping he would actually say something regarding the sanctity of human life. And sometimes he did, sometimes he didn't. But when he did, it would be just a short little sentence or so. Not much, not emphasized. But here we have the President of the United States actually appearing before world leaders and telling the world there's no international right to abortion, giving the joint statement, having the Secretary of HHS give a speech, and laying down a line to protect the sanctity of human life from the moment of conception right there at the United Nations. And that is historic. Again, Matt, no words were heard about this from the extreme
media. No.
You know, the media is not only biased in terms of what it prints, but also what it refuses to print.
Well, it trumps the narrative, no pun intended. You know, HHS Secretary Alex Azar, for him to directly confront the euphemistic and propagandist language, the dehumanizing language, when we're talking about slaughtering an innocent unborn child, harvesting their organs, selling their organs, a beating heart, and so forth. When he says, let's stop using this euphemistic language of quote, reproductive health, that's the Planned Parenthood talking point right there, addressed it head on and shot it out of the water. It's no wonder in the mainstream media, the extreme media, I love how you call it that, because that's what it is. That is their propagandist language that they use. So to call that out is historic.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, I commend him for just boldly standing before the world and saying, you know, life is a sacred gift from God. And as we know, you know, since he's taken office, this is just one in many things he's done to show the value of the sanctity of life.
Yeah, and Secretary of HHS Alex Azar also said regarding these vague terms, the reproductive freedom or sexual freedom or health, he said that those vague terms ignore both the role of the family and in the health, and also, quote, the sovereign right of nations to implement health policies, close quote. He said that such ambiguous language allows for misinterpretation when these policies are implemented. You know, if we go back, not only in this historic speech where the president literally laid out the sanctity of human life to world leaders, and we're talking about countries around the world. Many countries are forcing abortion. We've already known for many years about what China does with regards to forced abortion and
the one-child
small
rule
families, limited families. There's other countries, of course, that don't support religious freedom, but from a policy standpoint, don't support abortion. Unfortunately, Israel is a country that we certainly support, and the secularist mindset by some of the leaders there, you would think that would be opposed to abortion, actually support abortion, which is sad. It's a tragedy of all people. Israel should be an entity, a state, a nation that stands with the sanctity of human life, but unfortunately some of the policies there don't. That needs to change. And so President Trump was giving a clarion call to all leaders, all governments around the world. Listen, we can't continue to kill innocent children. They are a sacred gift of God. There is no right to abortion. There's no international right to abortion. And that is historic for the president to literally not just send an emissary to say that, but for him to be there and say it himself.
Yeah.
You know, it's easier to, it's one thing, and certainly we would be happy with having an ambassador that would go to the UN and make strong statements on the basis of religious liberty and the sanctity of human life and other issues that are near and dear to our fundamental values. But when the president takes time out and makes that statement himself, it elevates it to the highest level of the land. So it's no wonder why there's such a pushback from darkness and evil that, while, you know, that just promotes the shedding of innocent blood to stop this president and to stop anybody who's pro-life. You know, that's what we're facing in the Sandra Merritt case. Mm-hmm. They're trying to punish Planned Parenthood and the state of California through their attorney general. They're trying to punish Sandra Merritt because she revealed the horrors by the video coming out of their own mouths of what Planned Parenthood and the organ procurement companies were doing, and that is harvesting baby body parts, some of which were alive at the time of harvesting.
And listen to what the president says here, calls it out directly. Americans will also never tire of defending innocent life. We are aware that many United Nations projects have attempted to assert a global right to taxpayer-funded abortion on demand right up until the moment of delivery. Global bureaucrats have absolutely no business attacking the sovereignty of nations that wish to protect innocent life. Powerful stuff.
Yeah, if that isn't a call to overturn Roe versus Wade, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that is powerful.
Yes.
He said, Americans will never tire of defending innocent life. That's a powerful statement that he's saying to world leaders. He's also speaking to us in America. He's not just pointing one finger out there. He's got other fingers pointing back because of the policies that we have in this country that fund Planned Parenthood. He has been trying to defund Planned Parenthood. He's actually stopped funding for Planned Parenthood, but we need to stop it all. And we just need members in Congress that will not take your money, your hard-earned dollars, and turn around and put them into the offering plates of Planned Parenthood so that they can turn around and kill innocent children and hurt families. We encourage you to go to lc.org/Sandra, lc.org/Sandra, and you can pray, and we ask you to, and also support us through this historic case, lc.org/Sandra.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.